What? Me talking over? Yeah, it is back. We're back for a little more Papa's Basement. We got knocked off. I had to wrap up a little early in the last hour. We just got into Rich's online profiles on both OkCupid and Match.com. And we said, screw it, we'll book another hour. So I think we got at least another half hour coming, Rich.
You need a cute little name for the... It's like the extra Papa's Basement.
Papa's Afterbirth.
Papa's After Dark, you know.
The little... What is that little dump nugget that comes out after you've taken the full-size dump? But there's a little something left?
Does it have a name?
No. We could invent
head
that.
Or something?
Yeah, it's Papa's Turtle Head. So, yeah, we decided to log back... That's what this show is. I mean, it is the turtle head. Someone's laughing. All right. So we punched up, apparently, according to Rodriguez, the OkCupid of Rich that isn't so bad. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. He sounds kind of cute there.
And I saw it and immediately was like, screw it, we got another 20 minutes of material here. So... First, for those who are at home, you can go to okcupid.com/profile/curbherenthusiasm. Shall I give the spelling? Or
yeah, sure.
You don't want a lot of guys?
I want a lot of guys.
Okay.
I did put activity partners there.
Okay. You're keeping it legit. So it's curbherenthusiasm. Curb her enthusiasm.
Yeah, like anyone's going to like, they're all writing it down on their notepads, you know?
About three people are, and yeah, those are the ones you got to worry about, buddy. So it's got a different structure than Match. A little more direct, I'd say. Not as much you just whacking off, writing about I love...
Oh, the profile does?
Le Tigre,
yeah,
and whatever. I mean, the hell.
But the site in general seems to be more kind of like hipstery. Like,
it's more low rent. It's free, as opposed to I was
right. It's a lot of college chicks. Just, you know, I made a profile for fun. Haha. I don't know. It's a weird site, I gotta say.
Yeah, I remember I went on it maybe 5-6 years ago and came up completely empty-handed after like a week of effort. But it was a totally different landscape that long ago.
I've never been on it. I have no idea.
Sorry.
It's all about the questionnaires.
I know, so you're Craigslist only.
It's not just about the profile. Like, apparently you sit there and fill out like a questionnaire that like is user generated. And so it's like, you know, how many dates until you want to have sex?
Rape on a first date?
Yeah, stuff like that. And then like, you know, what your ideal partner would do what? And it's like multiple choice stuff. And it's like, how important is this to you? And it's all these like questionnaire stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of strange.
So I just want to go through your profile on OkCupid, and we're going to sex it up, even though you don't really care about OkCupid, right?
No, I mean, I've got a message on there I got to respond to.
Is it from Pussy Factory or whatever the fat broad
with
the big tits name was?
No, she never hit me back. I think she's fake.
Who, Pussy Factory? No. What was her name?
Meow Factory.
I knew I was close.
I like your name for her, but yeah, she never, she's...
Yeah, her account name is Pussyhole. I'm real brilliant with the twist of the word right there. Let's go through this. You're going to take this one and pretty much just dump it over on Match anyhow, right?
Well, look, just because Rodriguez liked it.
I liked
your beautiful
it
co-host Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
You need to
like
say that. You need
game.
To introduce. You need to introduce your female co-host the traditional way, which is like, I'm here with the.
No, this is the Papa's Dumpling.
The buxom Rodriguez. You know,
Rodriguez isn't
no, buxom.
She's,
that's
she's
a lie.
Fine in the tit department. It's great.
You still say it, though.
Yeah, it's all well and good. She's not buxom, though.
Okay, yeah, I'm not
sorry.
Buxom.
Sorry for trying to inject a little
I mean,
you touched
him,
so, you know.
Their lines, yeah, I fucking tittered like a schoolgirl. It's like, hee-hee, boob. No, they're just, you don't cross certain lines. I'm not going to lie about jug size on air. That's,
yeah, oh, that's a line you don't cross?
Yeah.
No, man. That's
okay, fine.
I've got respect for the listener.
By the way, it's all relative, though. I mean, like, I say buxom because I'm used to, like,
you
boys.
Yeah, you dated a man.
Yeah.
There's just nothing funny to say about that. You dated a fucking man. I mean, you're my friend, and I don't care, but...
Small tits need love, too.
I mean, if we're looking at sexuality on a sliding scale here.
It's a continuum, right? That's what Vidal says.
I mean, if like 7 is Homoville and 1 is where I am, dating that girl puts you at about 5.5.
Oh, wow. I'm way down there. So what is anal sex with an actual male person put me at?
5.75.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. No, we're going to get you something that actually has bosoms.
Okay.
Has an ass.
Well, let's work on that.
Something that has bosoms.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I don't care if it was a he, she. If she had a big enough rack.
I keep trying to think of where I can fit in a bad word now that we can say it, but I'm like, it'd be kind of...
I try to keep it clean usually, but it's kind of pouring forth out of me right now.
It's like we're on HBO, you know, we got to do it. Like, fuck! It's weird that you
I like your little girly like, squawk. You all right there?
Seagulls. I feel like I'm going to have Tourette's, you know?
Fuck!
Shit!
You cock sucker! All right, let's get to the profile, right?
Yeah, what does it say? Let's see.
All right, my self-summary.
Yes.
I moved back to the D.C. area a few months ago and am newly single. Already wrong.
Oh, yeah? Is that bad?
Yeah, that's going to go.
That's already wrong. Are you going to change it? Like, you're on the iPhone to change it as we go?
I'm going to try.
Okay. That is acceptable.
Okay.
I don't
but
want
don't
you.
But don't start texting.
Please, no.
No, I'm loading the profile up.
Okay.
I might not rat him out, though, because he did...
Newly single's bad already. You just sound like you're on the warpath. Newly single,
I see that. I see a lot of other people put that, so...
Yeah, but you don't know the hits they're getting. I mean, yeah. I see a lot of people who voted for George Bush. What's... Just saying.
I'm going to agree. He's a great president.
I don't care either way for my conservative fans. I don't give a shit. You like my sense of humor? You're God's people as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he's trying to get listeners.
Yeah, I don't care. I really, I'm just saying, there are people that do bad things in this world. And putting your newly single in your dating profile is one of those bad things.
Okay.
They're child molesters, too. We can all rally around that, right? Putting newly single is like touching a child.
No, I don't think it's that bad. But it definitely means you've thought about you touching a child.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It means you've dabbled.
Wow. Okay.
It wasn't your major, it was your minor.
Well, that's going to go then.
No, it means that you have had a string of relationships, or you had one serious relationship and you're completely crushed and on the rebound, and nobody wants to date that.
Yeah, oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to elaborate. I'm with Rodriguez. It's either you're crushed and you're going to be rebound guy.
Yeah.
Or, let's see, you got out and you're just looking to get on the horse again immediately.
Yeah, it's like anything.
Anything will
work.
Do.
Yeah.
Anything. Vagina, great.
Okay.
Boobs, optional.
Yeah. Will you give me something? I don't care.
I got to take notes then because I can't change it on here directly.
Okay.
Notes,
so,
I'm taking notes in my head.
But yeah, it's either you're crushed and... Or maybe you're a player, but not really. It's just indicative of, I got out of a messy relationship and I'm completely wrecked. Or, let's do this again because I can't stand to be single and alone with myself.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't read it that way when women say it, but...
You should, actually.
Those are women.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you read it when women say it.
Mm.
You are a boy and they are girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if a woman says my pussy's wet, I get turned on. If a guy says it, I run.
Okay, that's going off. Then I have...
So I'm seeking
to branch out.
Seeking to branch out and make new friends.
Yeah.
Which is...
Okay.
That's acceptable.
It's non-threatening. It's middle of the road. It's okay. It's good filler material.
Okay.
If you mentioned that you just moved back and you're seeking... Like, that makes it more
fresh
reasonable.
From France.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes
Suddenly
sense.
Suddenly, you've over a glass of wine, you've got some tales for these girls.
Okay. This seems like as good a way to do so as any.
No.
No.
Nix it, okay.
Yeah.
That's no good.
That's like saying, why the hell not? You know what? As far as women go, you're as good as any while we're at it.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the woman.
I can meet some chicks online.
There's just so many things that you can say online that boil down to vagina and a pulse checkbox.
So that's what you're trying to avoid at all costs?
At all costs.
Yes.
Impression? Okay.
At all costs, you're not looking for whatever happens. I mean, that's good as an intro. Like, hey, out here to mingle, but I'm looking for some really interesting people. Not, fuck it, let's say hi.
Because if I'm looking for a, I get you it. Have a vagina.
Yeah.
I could just walk up to anybody and be like, hey, want to do it?
Well, you say that, but.
You were playing, okay, like for starters, no, I this seems like as okay. good a way to do so as any. Replace it with, I've always found that through the internet you can get some real insight into people. Something along those lines.
I don't know. That might be into pretentious territory.
Well, I'm coming up with it on the spot.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like, you know, I spend all my time meeting people on the internet.
Could yeah. be, too.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying nix that.
Here's the question.
I just wanted to explore this avenue, maybe. Something like that.
There you go. Explore.
Look at this. My pussy's wet. This chick's smooth.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, what's – obviously – I guess you're looking for a middle ground, too. Like, you need, like you said, filler, because you don't want just, like, one-sentence answers, because then it's really just, like, I put a profile up.
No, you need a full paragraph.
But you don't want too much, because then it's just, like, you're trying too hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a full paragraph, a good 5-7 lines.
Okay.
A good grade.
It is very delicate yeah. balance.
All right.
All right. What I'm doing with my life.
A loaded question.
Pissing it away, not so, a valid answer.
So loaded. What I'm doing with my life.
I spend my time in the fetal position.
Crying and defecating upon myself, yeah. I work in Reston VA in the consulting industry, and as soon as I retire early, I will be releasing all the songs I've written and touring to support them.
So that's a good answer.
I could rewrite that, I think, a little bit better, but to come across with the humor a little bit more. So maybe I work in Reston VA in the consulting industry, and I'm planning on retiring early, and you know, just give it a little more drama.
Something funny, you mean. Really, yeah.
But, I mean...
You're a girl. You can't be funny. We get it. We'll think of something
it's
funny.
It's a sense... Yeah.
I'm trying to be the Will Puppet Jojo
being...
here, like the anti-woman. Without being
look,
like, they all
do you want to get wet pussies or not?
There you go.
No, you got to rewrite it a little bit because, you know, you're trying to put in the sense of humor. Unless you're serious. Are you serious?
I'm a serious guy.
Are you very serious about this?
I'm very serious about online
Then I'm
dating.
Really sorry I can't help you.
Very I'll make a joke. Sorry.
I think already.
No, that's cute enough. You know, it's an attempt. It's all right.
Do you like the job being mentioned that quickly?
That's
what he's doing with his life. Yeah, it's okay.
Really?
I know a lot of people are against, you know, the instant, so what do you do question, but it's really what most of us do with our lives as we work.
I think you could make it a little smoother, though.
Should I say I love to laugh and live life and dance?
Yeah.
I like having fun.
You're like,
I love to have fun.
And funny jokes.
You're live, laugh, love.
Every girl's profile is like, I love laughing.
My family's my life.
I fucking hate laughing.
It's like, what does that mean?
My friends are everything to me.
What does that fucking mean?
Yeah.
You like to fucking laugh? Like, what? Like,
I like to laugh at you naked.
Mm-hmm.
I like to laugh.
I saw Schindler's List. It was a real downer. Like, let's.
So I just laughed at the end.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Halfway through,
laughing.
Wanted to make lemonade out of a lemon, so I just laughed.
You could definitely do a whole show of just mocking people's profiles.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could move it away from there.
See, I don't like the question after that, though. I don't like my answer to the question after that. That's where it starts.
I want
to get
a few lines. I want it.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, shall we just jump to it? Well,
yeah, I mean, this was, I think that
what
was
I'm doing
fine.
With my license.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it needs beefing up.
Okay.
Because you want to sound like you're here and you're moving there.
Oh right, you have some ambition. Okay.
Yeah. What is Pharrell's line? And give it to me. Ain't where I've been, it's where I'll go.
Pharrell?
Doesn't Pharrell rap that?
Oh no, it's Jay-Z. Is Pharrell's the one rapping on that song? It ain't where I've been. Oh, yeah, that's Pharrell. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right. It's not Jay-Z saying that.
All right.
But where I'm about to go.
Keep that in mind.
Now give it to me. Boom, boom.
All right, I think
give
you should keep
funk,
this.
Give that sweet, that gooshy stuff. All right, sorry.
No, keep going. That's the whole episode right there.
I think you can keep the sense of humor, and you don't have to get too serious about it. Like, and I'm planning to get on my PhD and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that might be helpful.
I'm really good at, this is where you start to lose me.
Yeah.
Really good at spelling, grammar, being a snob about the latter, also, and more recently, being a snob about food.
Okay, I'm going to say, as a fellow spelling and grammar snob, I liked that. But if you're not looking for someone who's a grammar snob...
Well, there's a lot of those on OkCupid, so that's kind of why I threw that in there. But I think I should... I don't know.
You're dealing
with... I don't think I need to say it, you know. I don't want to...
It's okay as long as you do it with more of a sly wink.
Yeah.
Also, if I write you, I'm going to be paranoid about my spelling and grammar. you might not want to have that.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take it out.
Yeah. But I do like that in somebody. Just mentioning, putting it out there.
Well, I mean, I think the fact that I don't spell like Y-O-U as one letter like throughout the profile, that'll be enough.
You're right.
It is helpful.
Unless you're extremely attractive, in which case you're fine. Y-O-U-R.
That would be the honest answer. Yeah.
Let's do that. I think.
You are fine.
Yeah, you are.
No, but see, like, that's what. Okay.
And fine with the PH.
Yeah, you're, I guess. Yeah.
All right, I like that. I'm a decent rhythm guitarist and C above with regard to songwriting. That's a little like an instruction manual.
Okay.
I don't like that. Decent rhythm guitarist, and then go on about, not to sound too girly and sappy, but what do you get out of that?
What do you mean?
Like you like rhythm guitar, and you're really good at it. What does it make you feel to be good at rhythm guitar, goddammit?
God, you really are a part girl.
You are. I'm not even asking this.
No, I know how to write a profile. I'm sorry.
Wow.
What's it like to be on stage when you're a great rhythm guitarist?
Is that the question?
Doesn't matter. It's where you're taking it.
Oh, I don't even know how to answer that.
What's it like looking at that audience and seeing people look up at you?
It doesn't happen. I don't play on stage. That's why I didn't want to tout it too much.
Okay, fine. That's true. All you have is that little baby guitar I've seen in your room.
Yeah, it's like not happening anymore.
Is it a classical or a steel?
I'm the guy who like used to be in a band and sold out. No, I have like a Fender in my room, but
it's a baby size. It's like a 3/4 neck.
Yeah.
Is it really?
No, it's a full size, but it's
a piece of ass.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the ones that are made in Korea or whatever.
All right. Let's go on. I am fluent in French and lived there long enough to have incorporated certain cultural aspects, hopefully only the good ones.
Okay, what I liked, I am fluent in French, just because I like French. Lived there long enough to incorporate certain cultural aspects, hopefully only the good ones.
A little long-winded.
Yeah, you could just mention that you lived in France to back up the I am fluent in French. Otherwise, I don't believe you're fluent in French.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like people BS about that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'll test you on it. And I'm not fluent. So, yeah, and then cultural aspects, like what are the good cultural aspects of France? Surrendering?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, being snobby? Are you good at being snobby? Okay.
I don't even know what I meant by that.
But the last sentence is cute. Again, sense of humor. That's all right.
What's the last sentence?
I'm good at pretending to speak other languages like Spanish, but in reality, I can't. Oh, again, a little rewriting to come across a little funnier.
That was good. That was a sly wink.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll throw in a emoticon at the end to make it clear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Could you put more of those in?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And good ones, too. Like number 8 and then 5 equal signs and then a capital D.
That's my favorite one.
There is no other.
That would be the answer to the next question. First things people usually notice about me.
Yeah.
That's when I put the number 8 and then the 5 equal signs. But then instead of a D, I put a an L.
Like a lowercase E.
Like you slammed your cock into a wall. And
yeah.
Now it just looks like an insect's proboscis.
My weirdly shaped penis.
Yeah. They look at my cock, which has been gnawed on like a dog's chew toy, which is a fucking travesty of flesh.
That's what people usually notice about me first.
Well, if you stop taking it out of your pants,
okay,
in public,
this is where, yeah.
Problem.
I think this is where you can be famous, like, other than my abnormally large genitalia and, you know, something like that, and many fine golden chains. Something like that. My Mr. T's worth of golden chains.
You know, like the current answer I have?
Well, your current is that I look like Scott Baio, perhaps.
Not a turn on.
Second of all, it's not exactly said with conviction one way or the other.
Okay.
It's almost more important in this world how you say things than what you say.
Right.
Yeah.
And saying that I do this kind of.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, also, I'm just going to say, personally, if you mention your genitalia, either jokingly or seriously, I don't think that's cool.
It's not happening.
Like, keep the jokes on
not
the profile
Not only will I not
clean.
Mention it, I'm not. I don't even show it to women I date. I actually just like avoid that at all costs.
You fuck
do
like
you
a
tuck
Hasidic.
It and tape it under? Just
yeah, it's like hidden, you know. And then like,
won't you fuck
like
me?
There's like a piece of paper over it.
I'd
know,
fuck
like,
me.
Like,
I'd fuck me hard.
Like, in bed, I'm just holding something over it, and then it's like, okay, are we ready now? Okay, here it comes. Look away, you know?
Like,
it's just,
like
no,
a little
no
screen?
One needs to see it
ever, do you have yeah. that set up?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's like the religion that has, like, a hole in the sheet.
The Hasidic Jews, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
It's just a hole in the sheet, and it's coming out, but you can't really see what's going on exactly. Yeah. That's how it goes.
That's important. Yeah. I like sex like that.
That way you don't see like why? The size relative to me. And all that stuff. Nobody needs to see that. It's a freak show.
Are there a lot of mirrors involved when you fuck? Like, hold on, let me get this just right.
Okay, so that's a bad answer.
Yeah, we gotta
change
that. By
the way, I put like I think I.
It
like,
gets worse, actually.
Someone at work keeps telling me that I look like some guy from. The wives, like the Real Housewives.
So at least
of,
put that in. You then say,
and I saw a picture of him. I don't even look like him.
You say, or apparently some other guy from a reality TV show that I don't even know.
It's like Matt or something.
Mostly, I hear that I look young.
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I dated a guy who looked young.
A lot of old chicks.
That's
out here.
Not cool.
Let them draw their own conclusions regarding that.
Yeah.
All right. So what's a good answer for this?
First thing people usually notice about me, do we want to go
stunning
good
shirts?
Looks, ha ha.
Do we want to go sappy? Like,
well, I'll tell you what I see
sappy
everyone
or
do,
funny.
Which like, is lame. It's like everyone's just like, oh, probably the fact that I'm so hot. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't do that.
My stunning good looks. Ho ho ho.
Well,
ho.
Yeah, we can go serious, poignant, or funny.
I don't know, the solid gold Ferrari that I drive.
That would work. My solid gold Ferrari.
When I don't actually drive one.
Hmm?
How about my answer is like, "Hi, I'm George. I live with my parents, and I'm bald."
Okay, I've made joke profiles like that before, where it's just quotes from like Taxi Driver and shit.
I wonder how that works.
Oh, it did okay.
Oh, really?
I want to say the profile was called just Travis Bickle, and it was me quoting Taxi Driver.
Oh God, you really were obsessed.
Did you get people who knew Taxi Driver who were writing you? Is that
yeah,
who
you
got?
The chicks who knew Taxi
no.
Or did you get people who actually thought it was serious?
Everyone thought it was serious and thought my first name was Travis. And one person said, "Oh, Travis Bickle. I like that song by Rancid."
Wow.
So at that point, I was like, "You are human ass." And
wow.
Cute little punk girl too. Cute little punk chick.
Wow.
Yeah. Stupidity is rampant. Young.
It was sad.
By the way, one of my pictures on here, you may not have noticed, but it's kind of an Easter egg. It's like, it was taken in a friend's apartment who had the big Taxi Driver poster.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, it's like, it's the one where like De Niro's holding a gun.
And he's smiling?
The gun is like pointed downwards, kind of into the side. And I don't know if you can visualize the poster, but like my head is like under the gun in the picture. It's really weird.
Okay.
I didn't notice it until I was like uploading it.
Huh. All right.
Good story, right? No.
Terrible. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'll let you take the reins from
here.
How about you
go.
Include another Easter egg where I get the last 30 seconds back?
I think you should go funny with that one because I don't think there's any good answer to that.
Yeah. It's a terrible question.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or just, you know what? My talking cat, Garfield. Something like that.
Yeah, that may be cute too. Yeah. All right.
Something really playful. Just go with that. Like, boy, he loves lasagna. P.S. I'm gay. I don't know. P.S. Also, the semen smeared across my face. Okay.
There's no good answer.
No, the semen. We were onto something there.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll put that.
Okay. My favorite books, movies, music, and food. Let's try and keep this succinct. I'm obsessive about these things. Don't know if I'm huge on that already. But
yeah, take that out. It's a snotty-sounding thing. That sounds snotty.
Books, there's only one right answer. Everybody poops.
Okay.
No, the holes in your nose is also good.
Okay.
It shows that you've read further into the oeuvre.
The oeuvre.
Everybody poops.
Yeah, I think list a few serious ones and then throw in everybody poops.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
I like that.
What's the holes in your nose?
It's the follow-up to everybody poops.
Oh.
It's about your nostrils.
I put that part together.
Good job.
I noodled that one out.
You are the clever one here.
Thank you.
But he called me pretty.
Yeah, I win.
We see how women really roll. Okay.
You see how to play this game.
Yeah.
I'm really good at the profiles, but.
All right. Movies. Same, but with Lars von Trier, Alexander Payne, Todd Solondz, and Scorsese.
Same as what? Oh, okay.
Like, you're saying I'm a prick, but I'm a prick with these guys instead. Yeah, okay. So that needs to change.
Well, like, so I just not put lists and just put the, oh, I like movies that are, make me feel happy inside.
Well, you can say the atmosphere of the movie, I think. That would be valid. I like
atmospheric
dark,
stuff.
Serious thrillers. I like.
Do you want to eat a small?
Laughs. I like to laugh.
I don't know how you describe Lars von Trier movies.
Do you want, yeah. I like this flick where this chick took gardening shears and chopped off her clit. And then a dead fox came to life and said, "Chaos reigns."
Awesome movie.
Antichrist was not bad.
I think, yeah, I like to laugh. It's just, I love to laugh.
Live, laugh, love clip. God. How to go with that one? I mean, how much do you want to?
What is your usual answer to the whole music profile whiz?
I'll go. You know, I can go somewhat esoteric, but I try to throw in some mainstream shit too. Like with the movies, I might go with some intense stuff, but I'm also going to mention like Billy Madison. I'm also maybe going to throw in Up. Some Pixar, which I loved Up. It's not going to be like all my all-time faves, but I watched it and it was great. And any chick who reads Up, she's like, hell yeah.
See, I'm thinking I just avoid.
I don't know if I'd be hell
altogether.
Yeah, but
you'd slowly nod.
I'd be like,
and then you just like right. You'd kind of like cup your left tit and
just
what?
Just a little bit. What?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, so, why am I spontaneously checking for lumps?
Right. So yeah, like the references are a little too much. I don't know what I was doing.
No, it's all right.
A little. I mean, it just comes off like you're going to show up at this girl's door, like, with a cigarette and a beret.
Yeah. Okay.
Although that would be funny.
Like, for 5 seconds.
Yeah. You'd have to ditch it really fast, but that would be funny.
Or do that and no pants. Just like a really fine sweater. Just see how long you can maintain a straight face.
What's up?
Cold out here. Let me in.
It's cold out here. Yeah, let me go inside.
All right. Music, The Constants or New Order, Smashing Pumpkins, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Sonic Youth, and Kanye West. That's okay, because you toss in Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye!
That's actually how you need to do it.
I wish I could actually type it in that way.
Food, I'll eat pretty much anything. I kind of like that, actually. That's funny.
I agree, too.
Yeah. And a lot of girls are cool with you just being like, whatever, dude.
Because the innuendo is like, I'll eat.
No, it's just like,
yeah, you need to do that.
Arby's and you're okay with it.
And then just put open, close parentheses. And then in parentheses next
like
to that,
fish tacos.
Pussy. Just the word pussy in all caps.
And then parentheses underscore circle underscore parentheses.
Exactly.
It's about to get all nerdy on your audience.
What?
I'm sure they all got that though.
But not 8 equal capital
also,
D.
No, I'll eat everything but 8 equals.
Also, I'm just going to say, mentioning loving cheese, yeah.
Kind of gross?
No, awesome.
Oh, okay.
I love cheese.
Really?
Totally, yeah.
I don't know, I think...
haven't farted once in the studio yet, so God bless. Jesus.
I also ate Tex-Mex last night.
Yay!
No, I love cheese. And to find fellow cheese eaters, like guys who are not going to be like, ew, that looks funny, you know, who's actually going to take a hunk of brie, that's awesome.
Just rub it down as a happy trail.
Yeah, that's attractive.
Brie is so mild, too, but yeah.
Well, you can get richer brie. But yeah, but they won't look because it, oh, that looks funny. It smells a little funny. What's this thing on top of it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Just show up naked with a big wedge and start rubbing it on your junk. Say Parmesan on your salad,
m'lady. I know we're not supposed to do this because of fan input, but it just makes me think of that one SNL sketch with the cheese, like grating cheese onto his chest hair.
What?
Is no one else think of that? No. Like Will Ferrell. Back when Will Ferrell wasn't Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually was just doing like, he was like posing nude for artists on SNL and he would
rub
cheese on himself while they were, and it would like start melting.
No, I remember a sketch that was kind of like that with Adam Sandler as like an apprentice pepper grinder who would walk around an Italian restaurant. It's like, would you like pepper on that? And he just couldn't get it right. Like he thrusts the whatever that wooden device is between his legs.
Pepper grinder.
Pepper grinder. There we go. Thought that maybe there'd be a better name. Right. And he starts like humping just... outward with it. And his, you know, the guy teaching him has to smack him in the face because obviously that's not how one grinds pepper.
It isn't? No. That's how I grind pepper.
And that's how you got pregnant for the first time.
All right. I was just doing it for the cheese. All right. Six things I could never do without.
By the way, I like the mention of good sushi.
Yeah, definitely with the good.
I don't say sushi in here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Good
oh,
sushi.
Oh, before. Yeah. What, you like that mention? Everybody likes sushi.
You mentioned good sushi.
It's kind
big
of
difference.
Code for I don't eat fucking things that smell happy like fish. Meals. It just says I know something about food.
Okay. Also the foie gras. That's another one. And pâté. Do you like pâté?
Yeah, but doesn't that contribute to pâté the... In there. Doesn't that... Pâté is just bad foie gras, by the way. But
it's ground up, yeah. I don't know. But it's still good.
Yeah, I'll eat it. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Like, this also contributes to how it's, like, too snobby, though.
No,
okay, man. Food.
It's okay to be snobby about food.
Basically. Yeah,
and you also
much,
preface
yeah.
it with, I'll eat pretty much anything.
Like, nobody wants to say, all I eat is Roy Rogers. But, like, about movies, you want
to
be like,
oh, I eat Hardee's.
Leave that for my profile. Leave that to the pros. Okay. Like, I will eat a double R off of your ass.
All right.
All right.
Six things I could never do without. One, good coffee.
By the way, before I had women as number two, and I was ordered to take it off by a girlfriend.
Yeah, that probably isn't – it does not come across well.
Comes across as just a player.
Can't do without women. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's bad. Unless, so I took it off.
If I knew you, it could be cute. Yeah. But since I don't know you from
this
profile –
See, I'm trying to halfway – like, I love putting a lot of humor into this shit. So I would be like women, parentheses, or female – barn animals or something like that. I mean, that's completely awful. But... or goats with vaginas.
I don't know. Like, because I told you, I was reading someone's blog about how they were doing this stuff, and like that guy was like all jokey and like making me laugh. And you were telling me like, yeah, he was making you laugh, but he's driving all the women away.
Yeah.
You. I mean, if you're serious about actually dating someone, you got to be really cautious with how much humor you put in it.
No one wants to fuck a clown. Title of my autobiography. No one fucks the clown.
All right, so this one's fine.
I'm imagining fucking a clown now, and that is freaking me out.
Yeah.
So no.
Oh, like him like slowly going down, and then he puts his face in, and it's like...
That is freaky, and I might need to leave the studio because I'm going to cry.
And then you're like, no, Bozo, that's enough. And he comes up, and it's just his face is all frowned. Just a big red lipstick frown. Then he pulls out a big joke condom.
Like, I Bozo. Was only dating him because his shoes were so huge.
Bozo, stop that. And he's just blowing up the balloon animal penis.
I know exactly what kind of condom he's got.
Oh, are we insulting the free ones I gave you from the STD clinic?
Yeah, but you've called them clown condoms before.
They are clown, they're balloon animals.
They're like purple and red.
They used to, at the STD clinic.
Do they taste like strawberries and grapes?
I wouldn't know. didn't use them in that way.
Silence.
That is not how I use them.
You didn't
silence
look
on this mic. It kind of sucked because they would give you these lifestyle condoms that you insulted the way they feel, but all condoms suck.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
I'll throw that in here.
They were all multicolored. So you had like purples. I think you had pretty much like blacks. You had yellows.
There was black ones.
Yeah. You had yellows, pinks, reds. And so you kind of, like, the first few times you banged the chick, you had to go with the most normal, so, like, a yellow and a pink, maybe. And then, you know, like, maybe five times
even
down
the
line.
Is, like, very yellow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have sex with a popsicle.
Yeah, and then you pull
it's
out
like,
the really
like
deep green
traffic
one.
Light yellow.
Yeah, and the other looks like a damn evergreen that you'd hang from your rear view. And
the thing is, once you get to that point where you're pulling that out, no one's going to, like, really... hit the brakes because of the color of it.
Oh, I got some giggles, but then I just jabbed it in anyhow.
Right, but it's like, it's still just not good.
Shut up, we're going with it.
Yeah.
Right, but it's still just not good.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No, actually, she laughed, and I just took it off, and I went, now what? And in it went.
No, it was really bad. Really bad condom. Anyway.
Okay. So, most private thing I'm willing to admit...
I've used a red condom.
I'm a huge nerd and yet somehow convinced myself otherwise.
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, we skipped ahead, though. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of skipped a few things.
Oh, did we?
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
I spend a lot of time thinking about...
Oh.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, you can't answer that honestly, so...
Okay.
Yeah, just put an emoticon of boobs.
Okay.
Just do that.
All right.
Just say, I keeps it real, and then parentheses, period, parentheses. I like the emoticon show we're doing. Yeah, just boobs, and then dot, 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 I keeps it real. K-E-E-P-S. You got to put the S on it. I keeps it real.
Okay.
I think that's like your one joking answer. It's all right.
No, I would disagree with that.
Fine. On a typical Friday night, I am... There is no typical. Ooh, this is dark and dangerous. I'm liking this.
Oh.
I think I'm quickly approaching too old for clubbing, though.
Yeah, is that not
that's cool? All bad.
That's all bad.
Oh. Mm.
You're repelling the girls who are young enough to club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that might be. But unless you really want to date a girl and go out clubbing every Friday, a girl who's into that, then
I think I'm going to the club tonight. I'm just saying I'm approaching it.
Okay.
No, but it still sounds like I'm kind of over it. I don't want to do that. But if you're willing to do it, yeah, take it out.
Hmm.
See, that's my line, but I'm too old to do anything. I'm like, I just be like, I hate life. Do you want to come over and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm and masturbate?
That's pretty much what I want to do.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah,
I really love you.
Wow. What? We are going on.
I know. Can we just pass you around like a doobie?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I
Let me drive that. Your golden Lamborghini.
Typical Friday night.
Feed lasagna to Garfield. We're all set.
Should I just say the reality, which is like no. Never mind.
No, a typical Friday night might... Here's
I have fun.
Great... I might find me doing a variety of things.
All right. I'm good with that.
And then you toss in a few. Because suddenly
you're to IHOP.
You're this multifaceted guy. You're not just vomiting in the trash... Yeah, at a Slayer
every
concert.
Every 2 a.m.
Yeah.
In the streets of D.C.
Exactly. You're not screaming, show
on
your
typical
tits.
Typical Friday night, I am shoving my face out the taxi cab window so I can
because you're a dog.
The street.
Because you're a dog. All right.
Yeah, I agree. A list of interesting but not detailed descriptions of things you might do.
Okay. Or even list some of the wild... In a fun way, Friday nights you've had. Some Friday nights have seen me doing XXX.
Yeah, all right. Some Friday nights have seen me doing XXX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta
yeah.
pay them bills.
XXX is not just Friday nights, but okay.
Yeah. That is every time I've left my own devices. The time before you guys saw me in the studio, XXX. You should message me if...
But we got to get back to the most private thing that I'm willing to admit.
Yeah, that's another terrible question.
It most is a terrible prime. Question, and that's a terrible answer. You
that's a terrible answer?
That. Yeah.
Oh, I was kind of proud of my answer.
No,
I'm sorry.
I mean, I can think of a joke one.
What's a joke one? Make a joke, jokester.
At the age of 10, I was seduced by Gina Davis.
That's pretty solid. I think I'll use that.
Yeah.
In college, I knew this woman named Mrs. Robinson. Exactly. She was the mother of the girl next door.
Gina Davis, that's like pure fantasy at 10 years old.
When I was 13, I had a 5 or 6-way with the Spice Girls, you know, something like that. I don't know.
I like Gina Davis. Gina Davis better.
Yeah.
It's kind of more obscure.
As a serious woman, I think you should put something not terribly personal, but you should put something a little personal.
Oh, you don't like the Gina Davis?
It would be funny, but...
Should I tell the story? I read a story about a guy who wrote the book on video game addiction.
Put the Gina Davis line and then say, seriously, though, my uncle molested me.
All right. Remember the discussion about nobody wants to have sex with a clown?
Yeah.
This is your chance to put something in that you're actually – that isn't the most private thing you're willing to admit, but – is a little bit like...
Well, of course, no one's going to actually put the most private thing.
But I'm saying
meow,
a little bit...
Meow
Factory.
Yeah, Meow Factory.
Yeah.
But God put something her. a little deep, a little personal. Don't go into depth discussion about it. Just a slight mention. And then it gives you a conversation topic as well.
Mm.
All right. So are we down to the very last, you should message me if?
Okay.
We have, you can maintain a conversation about something other than work and the weather.
Oh my God, you're a douchebag.
Really?
That is what that says.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe I am.
You are. I mean,
yeah, you are.
We've just gotten used to it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
you
bad.
You should message me if...
You like having fun and laugh at funny jokes.
If you love to laugh, then everybody's going
to If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas. No, I should put if you love to laugh because then everyone will message me.
Yeah.
You should message me if...
You have C-cup or higher.
You like good times and hate bad times.
That's kind of funny, actually.
But it works.
You like good times and hate bad times. I like it.
Okay.
All right. There
it's
you
kind
go.
Of like jokey, but true, but jokey, but.
Or adhere to the word of our one God, Allah. That one works too. You'll be going for a smaller demo, but they'll be way into it.
Smaller demo. But...
Not gonna get a lot of pussy out of that one either. Even if you hit it off.
I'd be surprised though.
Yeah. Might get some goat dowry though.
Yeah. Allah.
That now we're gonna get killed.
Now I didn't say anything. I just want to point out I did not
that
say anything.
That was Richard Killian who lives on Tullamore.
Yeah, so that was it.
So then it just
that
repeats.
Was it.
So, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I pretty much got a call today. I think we've finished the profile too. Rich, have you been given some good ideas here?
Yeah. Basically, I've had my.
And this happens a lot. Don't worry. No one knocks their profile out of the park the first time. I remember that from back in the
it's
day.
It's all right. It happens to every guy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Especially me right now.
The online dating.
Yeah, man. Don't worry. Now you go back and you're like, I said this, I said that. And after a couple of revisions, then you're knocking it out of the park, man.
I don't know, though. I still say, like, on the first draft, I had Rodriguez saying she would date me.
Yeah, there's some douchey things in there, but it was overall, like, pretty cute.
So I got to just take out the douchey stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
Yeah, we're polishing a diamond, not polishing a turd. There is potential here.
I'm surprised that last you should message me if was a bad one.
Yeah. Mm. You can maintain a conversation, you dumb C. Well, that's what that says.
A lot of girls say that. Too. Well, again, like, yeah, double standard. But
Yeah.
That's like the standard girl.
Dude, that's because no one looks at what the girl says.
They look at the boobs.
Yeah. Just like, look at them rocking tits.
Well, that's funny because that's what I thought too, but some girl was saying, oh, I'll just look at the pictures. Like,
yeah.
They don't read either.
But they're not looking at the pictures in the same way. I mean, like, I start engaging like goddamn trigonometry mode when I'm looking at a broad. I'm just like ratios and, you know, like the fucking
See,
same.
If the sun was here and the shadows are here, then that means she's an Amazon.
Like I look at a girl and I'm in Terminator vision. Like numbers are just being crunched. I'm like breast to waist ratio is, you know, da 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 da. Girl's just like, he looks normal. He's not going to kill me. He looks nice and he's attractive enough. Girls measure it by attractive enough. It's a little bit more of a binary.
Yeah, I get that impression, too.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like a one or a zero.
Yeah, whereas I'll dump someone because someone else is like a tenth of a point higher.
No, just... And that's an important way to maintain long-term relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been dating the current girl you're with?
No, I...
five
I stared at my right
my
hand.
My whole life.
All right.
All right, well, we are out of here, gang. We're done.
Got some good lines about Gina Davis.
Yeah, I like that. I like that Gina Davis line. When I was 10, Gina Davis seduced me.
10 is pretty young. What about...
10 makes you sound like such a fucking Mac.
Oh, yeah. Yo, when I was 10 years old.
Yeah, I like 10.
This model, she seduced me.
It's a good round number. All right, well, I got to punch out of here and go to WJFK, where the dreams happen. Where my radio dream goes down to die. But, folks... I hope you enjoyed, and...
I got a lot of work to do.
Really?
Yeah.
You sound it.
Well, on my profile.
Mm. All right. All right, we're out of here. Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Cool.
God. We're going. I'm not getting anything else out of you. We're going.
What do you want? Oh, my God, my pussy's wet!
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.